Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Ravens lose 38-30 to the Lions last night. Let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Jonas Schaefer, he's an IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner and joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. It was a late night last night. A lot of meat on the bone as far as the bad for the Ravens. But what was your major takeaway from last night?
Just that the Ravens that we saw last night were unrecognizable from the iterations we've seen over the years. You know, you could trust this Ravens team to be built a certain way. You know, the saying in Baltimore is that you've got to earn the right to rush the passer by stopping the run, and the Ravens could not stop the run last night. And on the occasions when they did force the Lions into pass rushing situations, they didn't do a good job of getting after Jared Goff either. So I think obviously, you know, the offense was didn't exactly have a sterling game, but I just was kind of blown away by how ineffective the defense was, especially up front. I don't think the coverage, you know, outside of Marlon Humphrey had a bad night. I just think that there were so many exploitable holes for that Lions team, which, again, this is not vintage Lions offensive line. By vintage, I mean, you know, 2023, right. 2024. Like, this is was a team that rebuilt its interior this offseason, whose left tackle was playing through a shoulder injury, whose center, I think, came into the game with like the lowest PFF grade of anyone at the position. And they were just taking it to Brody Washington. They were taking it to Travis Jones. They were taking it to Brent Urban. Roquan couldn't get off a block. Kyle Hamilton couldn't get off a block. It was just dumbfounding to see them have a failing that publicly after, you know, everything that they told us and said, you know, would be the case for them this year.
Everyone's focusing on the pass rush, lack thereof, but I want to hammer down on the run defense, because last night was jarring. This is an organization that's always goal number one, stop the run, and they gave up the third most rushing yards in the history of the franchise last night. Is that a sign of things to come or just a blip?
I don't know how many teams have someone calling the shots who's as smart as Dan Johnson or a right tackle as effective as Penei Sewell or, you know, a blocking tight end as good as Brock Wright. But it is worrisome that, you know, on that 72-yard run by the Lions last night, like, the blocking tight end on that play was Sam LaPorta. Sam LaPorta is not a good blocking tight end, but he does enough against, I think it was Adape Owe in there, to help win that play. And you know, David Montgomery gets the second level, then he gets the third level. And, you know, if not for Marlon Humphrey hitting, what, 20, 21 miles per hour, that's a touchdown. And again, this was a Ravens rushing defense that didn't allow a single play longer than 25 yards last season. In the second half alone, they had two given up a 25 plus, a 31 plus. So, obviously, if NBK is out indefinitely, then you start to worry about what this run defense looks like. Travis Jones definitely wasn't 100% in that second half last night. You worry about this ankle injury just becoming a recurring thing year after year, because there's not a whole lot of other help on that team right now that you can really rely on to keep those linebackers clean.
Any level of concern about Derrick Henry, especially if the Ricard thing is lingering and if this O-line is maybe not as locked in, as pristine as a year ago, and now he's got a fumbling thing seemingly on his mind? Are you any level of concern with him?
I'm not worried about the fumbling thing. I think this is just a weird stretch in his career that, you know, if the Derrick Henry that we know and the Derrick Henry that we know is an absolute maniac about working hard and doing the right things, then, you know, it's hard for me to see any level of consistency to this problem, you know, keeping on and being an issue down the road. You know, don't want to be proven right or don't want to be proven wrong on that, but I just feel like the fumbling situation will blow over. The bigger problem, I think, is just the overall health of the run game. You know, like, they finished, I think, second in the NFL in rushing success rate last year, which measures just how well you do staying ahead of the sticks. And I think when I checked this morning, they were like in the 20s, and that kind of meshes with what we've seen. You know, they obviously were incredible for three quarters against Buffalo. Even then, though, they had some issues where they were getting stuff on second and nine or first and 10 and not really doing a whole lot to help the passing offense. So it's disappointing that the Ravens, despite having so much continuity there in the coaching ranks, on the offensive line, with the running backs and Lamar, have really fallen off hard in the way that they have in these first 3 weeks. And again, maybe it's a small sample size. Maybe it's just heavily swayed by what that Browns defense was able to do in week two. But it's definitely not something that promising based off everything that he saw last year and the confidence that, you know, some people had about Derrick Henry maybe eclipsing what the 2024 production was.
We're talking with Jonah Schaefer, Inside Access here on The Fan. What about the other part of that run game? What's your level of concern for this offensive line back-to-back weeks where they frankly haven't looked good?
Yeah, I think the offensive line was not as bad as the seven sacks would indicate. Obviously, you know, Williams and Garden had some bad losses last night that didn't hurt his, that didn't help his cause. But Lamar was in Superman mode last night, and you are willing to give him the benefit of the doubt on those plays because we've just seen how incredible he can be as recently as last week, you know, rolling away from Myles Garrett and hitting DeAndre Hopkins for a 50-yard touchdown. But the Lions, I don't know if you could say that they surprised the Ravens, but it was surprising to me that they were a little bit more a little less straightforward in their pass rush plan. Like two years ago, it was just all simple vertical rushes. And this one there were guys looping and twisting. And there was always someone coming from Lamar's back and someone coming from Lamar's front. And he seemed like he didn't really expect the kind of pressure from the backside that he ended up getting. And that's why we saw him try to make magic as many times as he did. And, you know, probably another quarterback would have taken fewer sacks and thrown the ball away for the check down. So it's definitely worrisome, you know, but 23 sacks all last year for Lamar, and he's already up to 12. I think that pace will slow down pretty significantly, but you've got to get yourself in a situation where you're comfortable with the run game, you're comfortable with the pass game. And after last night, it's hard to feel super great about either one.
Jonas, how much is this team missing Patrick Ricard in those short yardage situations, those goal to go situations?
Yeah, I think it was pretty telling that, was it during the drive where they could knock it in that they go from inserting Ben Cleveland as the next offensive lineman to bring Joe Newport in on the next play, taking Ben Cleveland out? And, you know, obviously there were plays last year where they would have Ricard and a sixth offensive lineman, so you effectively have seven O-linemen up front trying to pave the path for Derrick Henry. I think that they are definitely missing him. I think that they're definitely missing him on their drop-back passing game. He's just such a good blocker on those flashing plays where you're asking the tight end or the fullback or whoever is on the end of the line of scrimmage to take care of that number one edge rusher. And there were some plays last night where, you know, it's the normal Lamar drop-back after a play-action fake, and pretty quickly there's a guy in his face. And, you know, Charlie Coleridge hasn't been as good as I thought he would be. And, you know, Mark Andrews is obviously limited there. And Isaiah likely still coming back. And that means that they definitely miss Power Card. I don't think he's going to be this cure-all, this panacea for what is ailing this offense. But you just miss that versatility, that multiplicity that he brings to the table. And I think that's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
That's certainly 2 points, and that's probably dealt most acutely in the goal line situations.
I wonder if the personnel is going to be so sort of limited that this might not change the equation that much, but I'm still thinking about it, and I'd probably do it. But I'm wondering if there's any part of you that's wondering if a more, especially if this Matabike thing rips them the way it looks like it's going to rip them, that perhaps a more experienced defensive play caller might be able to help mitigate some of this? Is there, I mean, Pagano's here. We know what Pagano's resume is. Is there any part, we're seeing play calling duties already in some NFL cities swapping on one side of the ball or the other. Is there any part of you that ruminates on that, Jonas?
I have not thought that far ahead about who would replace Zach Gore, just because I'm not really that interested in, you know, in guys losing their jobs or in play callers getting the axe after 3 weeks. Obviously, that there is that golden parachute there in Chuck Pagano. If you do want to make a move, you know, I don't know if how last year played out has any impact on what John Harbaugh would do in a case like this, but I think he is sensitive to fan demand. I think Steve Bisciotti, to a degree, is sensitive to fan demand. And you look at Twitter after the first drive last night, and Zach Gore was trending. And I'm sure if you punched in those two words into the search bar right now, you would not find a lot of love for him. So it's a tough situation for him to be in, because, you know, you look at what the John Harbaugh coaching tree is doing in Seattle and in L.A. with those defenses that I think are generally considered to have far less talent, and they're near the top of the league and almost every metric, and here are the Ravens just struggling to get by, and I think that's very, very worse.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thanks so much for your time. Feel better, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. What's your thoughts on last night's loss to the Detroit Lions? Who are you blaming? Who is to blame?
Can I make
in this
a
game?
Request?
Yeah.
Beltway Ben, I know you always have a lot going on, but could we get some Corey Hart sunglasses?
I was way ahead of you.
You've already hit me to it? Sorry. Sorry to double dip, Beltway Ben.
But your calls.
You're taking over the world at one bet.
Yes.
Never heard.
Yes. That is happening.
What was it? 8.12 units last night, Beltway Ben?
8.12 units.
That's one show. That's one show.
And it's free,
that's yesterday.
Right?
Free.
It's free?
It's on the Odyssey app.
Is it
on the
Odyssey app? Yards.
It should be on the Odyssey app.
How is it not on the Odyssey app at this point?
Odyssey co-opted it. Are you telling me? It's got to be on the Odyssey
app. It's not?
App.
Not yet.
No?
Jeez.
They strong-armed us into working with them.
This has been going on for months now. Right?
I got shaken down.
Come on, corporate? Yeah.
Corporate shook me down. It's on Spotify.
Yeah. We got to go. Your call's next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.